Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Joey Burgoyne and Matt Sirois filling in for Brian Shackman, who's taking a little road trip north. He said he might call in, but he said we also have a full schedule, so he didn't know. So, you know, we'll see what we've got coming from Brian, maybe. But it's the weekend. And if you're in Meriden or in any surrounding towns and you're looking for something to do, there's only one thing to do this time of the year, the Daffodil Festival. It's a cool little thing. Matt's a big fan, being a Meridanite.
Yeah.
It's one of those, it's just close enough, but just far enough to walk from your house.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you could walk it.
Yeah. But joining us this morning, Rick Suzio, one of the co-chairs of the Daffodil Festival, been doing this for years. Rick, thank you for joining Matt Sirois and myself this morning.
Well, Joey, thank you and thank Matt, but I also got to interject myself into your earlier conversation. You might not like coconuts, but let me tell you, Meriden's own Coconuts Band is one of the 30 bands performing at this year's Daffodil Festival, nice. And they're a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, but so even if you don't like coconuts in your candy, they're a very entertaining band to come out and see.
Okay, 30 bands, though. My gosh. That's a lot of music.
That's a lot of music. Three different stages. We've got in everybody from local acts, different ethnic acts, and including a Dave Matthews tribute band that actually tours internationally. And then we've got a Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac tribute band that's actually right from Wallingford, next town over. So there'll be something for everybody.
That's great. That's outstanding. Talk to us about, obviously, it's great. Every single year, the Daffodil Festival is right around this time, and it's really like the kickoff to like fair season, which is, it's like a preview to fair season. It's a good in-between type of thing, too, but obviously the food is a big, big thing. Talk to us about what people can expect and what people can taste at the Daffodil Festival this weekend.
Well, we'll have your typical fair food, fried doughs, hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage and peppers, kibasi, German food, Hispanic food, walking tacos. There'll be something for everyone. And then even just if you want something to snack on, there'll be a booth selling kettle corn, and there'll be a wide variety of foods. And the nice thing about that is when you come and enjoy a tasty food and maybe explore a cultural dish you've never had, you're supporting one of Meriden's nonprofit organizations that are located in the Silver Fork Food Tent, raising funds for their cause and for their charities and to give back into the community. And they're all there in a volunteer effort, and they come out year after year, and they put a lot of hard work in. And that's the best part about coming out and eating here. The calories don't do as much damage when you're doing them for a good deed.
And you get to walk around beautiful Hubbard Park on top of it.
Yes, you do. And the only thing is you got to walk. We don't allow skateboards or bikes in. And also, unless it's a service animal, you cannot bring any pets into the park. And we also don't let vehicles into the park. You'll have to park at either Platt High School Lincoln Middle School, both on Centennial Avenue, or at the Meriden Mall off of the Chamberlain Highway or Lewis Avenue, depending on where you're coming from. And then we have free shuttles in. So parking's free, shuttles are free, admission's free, entertainment's free, the two children's Action Zone and Theater by the Trees is free. The Business and Community Expo put on by the Mid-State Chamber of Commerce is free. Just you'll have to pay for rides, and you'll have to pay for any food. But again, feel good about spending the money on the food, because if you're buying it in the big tent, it goes to support a nonprofit.
That is a beautiful thing. And I used to drive for a bus company. I remember doing the shuttles into the Daffodil Festival. There's buses every like 30 seconds rolling in and out of either the mall or the high schools there. So it's very easy to get in and out of the Daffodil Festival. And the fact that everything is free, how are you guys able to like keep the Daffodil Festival free, you know, admission free?
So one big thing is our partnership with the city of Meriden and all the department heads and the mayor and the city council, and what they supply us with for resources of police, fire, parks department. This year they made a contribution towards our fireworks that we're planning on having tomorrow night that we brought back for our 45th anniversary. So that's number one. Number two, the generosity of our sponsors. And if you go on our website, daffodilfest.com, you'll see a list of great community partners that we have that have done it. And then it's just an all-volunteer group, so there's no overhead. There's no administrative fees. So we're fortunate. There's been a couple years where when the weather doesn't cooperate, we're not sure how we're going to do it the next year. And we always say, if this is another bad year, we may be done. But so far, we managed to make ends meet and pay the bills and keep the festival going.
Well, I'm happy you guys brought the fireworks back, too, because people in Meriden were hot about that. And they ended up taking it into their own hands, especially over off of Lewis Ave. There was a lot of fireworks off of Lewis Ave on the night of the Daffodil Festival, because they're like, they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. And obviously it's not safe when we do it.
No, and we hire a professional company that comes in, and they have the utmost, we have the utmost faith in them and their abilities and their caution, and they know what they're doing. So leave it to the professionals.
And I'm looking at the website now, like you said, daffodilfest.com. All the food trucks, the Meriden Silver Fork Food Tent, apple fritters, barbecue, waffles, bratwurst, all the staples, meatballs on a stick. I mean, come on. Who wants like meatballs on a stick? Just a genius idea. But I also see, I'll bring it back around, the Coconuts, bigger band. I love the tagline. Parker, if you're listening, this is for you. The Boomer Humor Comedy Rock Party Band.
Wow.
So the Coconuts are closing that out. And like I said, all the things are listed, the event schedule, entertainment on the website, daffodilfest.com. So, Rick, it's the Daffodil Fest. How are the daffodils looking in Hubbard Park right now? Because they're at a kind of the mercy of nature. How are the daffodils looking?
A little peaked, but we still have some areas in the shade where they look phenomenal. We got great television coverage last night from the local stations, and they made sure they got the good ones. And also, again, with the partnership with the City of Meriden, Chris Borden at the Parks Department last year, or 2 years ago now, started planting late-blooming variety of daffodils, because I don't even know how many different varieties of daffodils there are. But now they've planted late blooming, so we have some that are actually at peak now.
Beautiful.
That's great.
That's a pretty flower.
I can't wait for this weekend, man. It's such a great thing for the city of Meriden as well. And we really appreciate you guys putting this on every single year and doing the fireworks again, of course. And really, just it's great for the community, and we appreciate you guys doing it.
Well, we appreciate you supporting us, Matt and Joey, with giving us the opportunity to get this message out. And Matt, you know, we look forward to seeing you. And since you live close enough to walk, you can eat an extra fried dough.
I'm with that.
Again, Rick Suzio, co-chair of the 2025 Meriden Daffodil Festival. It's this weekend.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third and fourth. What are the hours this weekend, Rick?
So Saturday we'll be running from 9 till 8, and then the fireworks will be after dark. Sunday we're from 10 to 5, and then this afternoon we will have the rides running at the carnival from 4 till 8. And you can buy a wristband today for the carnival, unlimited rides for $30, and on Sunday you can buy one unlimited rides for $35. However, we will stop selling them at 1 because we don't want to sell them after the point where people can't get their money's worth. They'll honor them all day, but they'll only sell them till 1. So those are our hours, and we hope to see a good turnout. It seems as if the weather's turning in our favor, so that's always a good thing. No matter how much work or effort we put into this, it all comes down to one thing. The weather.
Well, I slipped Samson Perry a 5. Hopefully he can make the weather nice for you this weekend. Again, Rick Suzio, co-chair of the 2025 Meriden Daffodil Festival. Get out there, support the local towns, local community. It's a great thing. Rick, thank you for joining this morning.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.